There's a vulnerability in youth that is only evident when seen through the eyes of an older person. When you're younger, you refuse to acknowledge that vulnerability. But when you see it from another set of eyes, you begin to realize that you were there yourself at one time. And I won't say that I saw Maggie as a reflection of me, but I certainly saw Maggie as a reflection of my grandchildren. Maggie came across as a gal who was determined to do what she was attempting to do, and that is get into the field. It may not have been as open to her, but I spotted it immediately that she lacked a great deal of confidence. Now, confidence comes from experience. So at no point did I ever say anything negative about that lack of confidence, because I can remember when I was that age. Believe me, if I had too much confidence, it got knocked out of me real quick when I went out into the world. And then you ran the problem of trying to get that confidence back, or trying to build up the courage to do what you want to do. I saw such brilliance in her eyes, such an interest in wanting to learn. And once I realized that she had no problems in communicating with a senior citizen, then the bond was there. Then she could do no wrong, I could do no wrong, and we had a good relationship while the whole thing was going on. Well, I told her, I said, well, listen, let me just simply adopt you. If you need a grandpa and you need somebody to talk to, you give me a call. She thought that was kind of nice, you know, and I meant it. It wasn't just being flowery or anything like that.